It's time for our weekly catch-up with the ACT Party's Simon Court.
Justice Minister Paul Goldsmith recently announced a proposal to the Electoral Act and Constitution Act, removing the ability for an individual to enrol on election day. Alongside this comes the proposal of halting the ability to enrol during the advance voting period. This move has received backlash, including from within the government. This morning, Attorney General Judith Collins KC says the move goes against the Bill of Rights Act. During the 2023 general election, over 450,000 enrolled in the 12-day period, with 110,000 enrolling on election day. A significant proportion of those later enrolments consist of young people and in areas of bigger Māori, Pacific and Asian communities. In light of this move, ACT Party leader David Seymour says those who have left voting to the very last minute are dropkicks. As well as this, the ACT Party's Justice spokesperson, Todd Stevenson, adds to this, saying democracy works best when voters are informed, engaged and take the process seriously, and that it's outrageous that someone completely disengaged and lazy can rock up to the voting booth, get registered there and then vote to tax other people's money away. For our weekly catch-up with the ACT Party's Simon Court, I spoke to him about this move. We previously saw the government move towards a total ban on prisoner voting, and now we are seeing this. Why are we seeing this crackdown on voting rights?
Well, this is just restoring the status quo to what we had before 2020, when the previous Labor government said you could enrol on election day. And what we saw in that election, and again in 2023, was tens of thousands of people turning up without ID, claiming to be someone and casting a vote. And if we really value democracy, that's unacceptable. We have to have more respect for democracy, and we have to be prepared to get enrolled so your name can appear on the electoral roll so that your eligibility can be tested if necessary, and so that when you do turn up to vote on election day, we can get a quick result, not have to wait weeks and weeks and weeks working out if the people who voted are actually the people who say they were and if they're in the right electorate.
During the 2023 general election, over 100,000 enrolled on election day. Does the party acknowledge this could hinder political participation of tens of thousands?
Well, if they want to participate, they can enrol, and in fact, they're legally obliged to. The Electoral Act says that a person who's qualified to be registered and who is in New Zealand must apply within 1 month after she or he first becomes qualified to be registered. That means within a month of your 18th birthday. That means within a month of receiving citizenship. That means within a month of you returning to New Zealand from a long-term time overseas. So if these people have just worked out on election day that they're breaking the law by not being on the electoral roll, by not being registered to vote, then, you know, they need to have a look at themselves. And I'm sure that most of them will use the opportunity to register sooner and actually comply with the law.
Could this move also lead to distrust in the public and the government?
Well, I tell you what does lead to distrust in the public. People turning up on election day, not having to produce ID, claiming to be a person, casting a vote, and then expecting the administrative system to work out if that was valid or not. I tell you what else undermines trust in the system. Turning up to a having different political parties put on food, hangi, coffees, offer haircuts and vouchers for people to jump in the van and come and vote. Now, we do have close elections in New Zealand, and we want New Zealanders to have trust and confidence in the electoral process, and that when a government is elected, they're not open to their legitimacy to be government is not open to question. And so that's why we're getting rid of this, what we call treating, the ability to offer food, coffees, haircuts and other gifts to people to come down to the polling booth.
ACT Party leader David Seymour has said that anyone who has left voting enrolments to the last minute are dropkicks. Despite this, even if these individuals are enrolling at the last minute, they are still using their democratic right and responsibility by voting. Is it not better for people to vote even if it's last minute than not vote at all?
Well, here's the thing. These people are going to vote, having not bothered to enrol. Who knows whether they've given even 1 minute's consideration to the policies of the political parties who are seeking their vote and who they might cast a vote for. They turn up on the day and they vote to give a party the right to tax, to control people's personal freedoms, and to control people's property. And so if they can't be bothered to get enrolled to vote and actually consider the policies of some of the political parties that you know, whose taxation or the way that they want to pass laws that impact property rights, if they can't consider those things until they wake up on the morning of the election, then, you know, I don't think that's fair on all the people who do take democracy seriously.
Regarding Seymour's dropkick comments again, what classifies as a dropkick? People busy working, maybe even multiple jobs that pay the government taxes, who may also be busy raising children as well. Are these people considered dropkicks?
I'll tell you who's a dropkick. The people who can't get their lives organised to follow the law, which is registering to vote, and then going and voting to tax hardworking people's money and have people elected that make laws to restrict other people's freedoms. That's what a dropkick is.
And what are the ACT Party hoping comes out of this proposal?
Well, what we hope is that New Zealanders have trust and confidence in their electoral system, that people who are eligible to vote in electorates are on the electoral roll, so that the electoral roll can be seen as a valid test of eligibility. And so where people have not given the right information and are not entitled to be in an electorate, and that's identified early and corrected, because some people have moved and they're not in the right electorate, and that's actually a problem. It's a problem because it means that that the number of electors, electoral boundaries and so on, when they're set, are going to be inaccurate if we don't have people enrolled to vote as early as possible on the electoral roll. We want people to have confidence in elections. We've seen what happens in other countries and other democracies where people claim the election result is not legitimate. We never, ever want to hear that in New Zealand.
That was the ACT Party's Simon Court on proposed changes to the Electoral Act and Constitution Act and David Seymour's dropkick comments in light of this. We'll be right back. Text in 5395 on any of your thoughts on these pieces.
That was Simon Court from the ACT Party.